Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Bert Show.
All right, I have always been a very impulsive person.
You?
Always.
Never.
Can't see it.
And I like that about myself, but it's getting me in trouble. I'll give you some examples through the year. At least the most glaring example is, like, I remember being on the beach with a girlfriend one time in San Diego, where I used to live, and us coming off the beach and me going, you know what we should do is we should go to LA today. And she's like, okay, let's go to the apartment. We'll get ready and go. And I'm like, no, I want to go right now. So we literally got off the beach in our bathing suits and our t-shirts and went to LA and visited some friends.
Okay? I love that.
That's kind of my life. I like being impulsive. It's great for when you're younger, but when you're older, it could cost you money and it could cost you time if you just don't take a breath before you make decisions, right? Two in the last couple of months. I told you guys that I moved into this new house, right? And I'm trying to put a deck up in the back. I know nothing about renovations. I know nothing about decks, nothing, not a zero. But I walk into this house and I'm like, the deck in the back, man, I think I'd like to start having people over again. So let's go ahead and expand this thing.
Which I saw it. And I mean, an expansion made sense.
Huh?
Because of the size of your backyard.
Right.
And it made sense.
I also have a friend that has this really great backyard that is his sanctuary. I've never had that in my life. So he can go out there and he's got like this fire pit. Krista knows who I'm talking about. He's got this fire pit. He's got a jacuzzi where he sits and he watches football games from his jacuzzi. And it's kind of his place. I've never had that. And by the way, I've never designed my own house before. I've never even put furniture in my house before. The women in my life have always made that decision. So all of this is new to me. Anyway, I get back on that deck and I'm looking at it. And they start running some measurements by me, like, if you want to expand this, it can be blah, 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 blah. So I went big without knowing anything about really how truly big this deck was going to be in my backyard. I could have called Bart. He's my go-to contractor, Kristen's husband, right? Who would have probably dropped everything or brought Jimmy on over and would have taken a look at the deck and gone, dude, all right, let's talk about this.
You literally live 10 minutes from us now.
Right. 10 minutes. No. So I told them immediately what I wanted, and they probably just saw dollar signs in their eyes, and they're like, okay, we can start construction tomorrow, which I love. I want results quickly. So it's more expensive than I thought it was going to be, and it's hurt. It hurts. Second thing, I told you guys that I was very determined on this thing, that for 6 months after my breakup, I was just going to be with myself. I didn't want any other heartbeats in the house, going to enjoy myself and my time, right? No dogs, no heartbeats, no nothing. And it feels to me like every week I am challenged in my DMs by somebody else sending me pictures of puppies, Kristen.
Oh.
Kristen.
Coming from in the house?
Kristen.
Well, I did it once. I just wanted to make your day. They were real cute.
Oh, these little English bulldogs that were just so cute, which I think are the cutest little puppies ever, right? But even before that, last week, a listener hit me up with a picture and a link on over to an English bulldog in South Carolina that is looking for a good home to adopt, right? I didn't know much about this dog, but I took a look at it And I like immediately fell in love with
it's a grumpy face dog. It's cool.
And I also liked the idea that it's a year and a half old because those puppy phases, man.
It's rough.
I think people don't realize when you get a puppy, like housebreaking it, it is a lot of work. So the fact that this dog was a year and a half old, I'm like, man, I think I got to break this 6-month agreement.
And it needs a home.
And it needs a home. It's adopting. Kristen's in my ear all the time. The next time you get a dog, you got to adopt. And this dog's name was Dolly. Like Dolly Parton, who I adore. Right? So without
she's a grumpy Dolly. It's so cute.
Grumpy Dolly, man. Oh, she's got the greatest little markings, right? So I don't even think about it. I immediately apply for this dog in South Carolina. It was immediate, man. I couldn't get off the DM fast enough to go to the link and try to adopt this dog in South Carolina. So I immediately send it out. Now, what I didn't think about in this time was that we've got Bert's Big Adventure, which is going to take 5 days this week. Because I legitimately, when I sent that application out, as soon as I was thinking in my head when I got an answer back from them, I would immediately go get the dog. Like I was going to get in the car if they texted me and go to South Carolina and get this dog. Well, we've got Bert's Big Adventure. I got a couple of vacations coming up. And I'm also doing a renovation on my home, a renovation on the renovations. I wasn't thinking of any of that when I applied. Now, I get a text back from the adoption agency on Saturday that says, hey, we are interested in talking to you about Dolly. And I am over the moon! So I hit them back and I said, hey, it's Bert. It's about Dolly. Give me a call back when you get a chance. I think I caught a lucky break. I haven't heard back.
Really?
I have not heard back yet. And I don't know why. Now, I also know me that if I really want something, I'll stay on it.
Yeah, you will.
So when I didn't get a text back, I usually would text and say, hey, just want to let you know, still here. Waiting on the call whenever's a good time for you. But I've been doing so much thinking about it. Really, and I'm not even exactly sure in looking at this dog if it's a full-bred English bulldog. It looks like it's got some boxer in it.
It looks like a boxer bulldog.
Yeah. Which means I've got a 4-foot fence and boxers can go right over that thing. If it's an English bulldog, the bulldog's going to look at a 4-foot fence and go, oh, hell no. But a boxer, I'm not. So it wasn't going to be a perfect fit. But I applied anyway, and I think I got a lucky break that they haven't hit me back.
It's
at least
a sign
for now.
It's a sign for now. Yeah.
The timing's not right.
Mm-hmm. But I definitely am teetering.
Yeah, man, you're so impulsive.
I am. You guys, for the most part, very calculated, right?
Yeah.
I'm probably more calculated than I'd like to be.
Yeah, I almost made an impulsive decision on a cat yesterday, though. There's a cat in Orlando. I'm like, can I sneak it on this Bert's Big Adventure airplane?
Sometimes it just speaks to you, and it's almost like your head is saying, don't act, but then your fingers are acting.
Can't control
it. You're making the call.
The Bert Show.